TV viewers have bid farewell to the 60s gender politics in the offices of Mad Men, and now the network AMC is fast-forwarding to the 80s with the show Halt and Catch Fire. Elsewhere on the program this morning, we hear from Mackenzie Davis. She's one of the stars. Davis plays a female computer programmer at the dawn of the PC age. The second season begins Sunday, and NPR TV critic Eric Dagan says the show has worked out some bugs.
There's a moment in Sunday's episode when it's obvious Halt and Catch Fire 2.0 is a serious improvement over last year's model. Cameron Howe is a punky software developer. Her partner, Donna Clark, is a straight-laced computer engineer. Together, they run a gaming network linked by phone lines. But when their out-of-control employees cause a massive power outage, Donna puts her foot down.
You made this a place without a boss, and that sounds really nice, but what that translates into is a bunch of crap falling through the cracks that I end up having to deal with.
God, well, if you're so good at dealing with it, then why don't you just keep being the savior we all supposedly need so much?
Because I don't want to be the mom here. I came here to do what I love, and I don't love dealing with the power company. And I don't love playing wet nurse to a bunch of coders who act more like kindergartners
than employees. Then don't do those things. Nobody asked you to.
There's lots of juicy themes here. The tension between creative anarchy and a functioning office. The genesis of technologies we now take for granted. And two women building a business who shatter lots of stereotypes in the process. Like in this scene, when they find an unorthodox supplier for new computers. And Donna is skeptical of the merchandise.
They're both pretty banged up. I mean, this one doesn't have either of its video cards.
This is retail, not wholesale.
Oh, well, technically they're stolen.
You. It's pretty ballsy, the two of you out here, alone.
Yeah.
This is much better than last season, when Halt and Catch Fire focused on the guys, pathologically ambitious salesman Joe McMillan and Donna's husband, frustrated computer engineer Gordon Clark. In season two, the company they ran, Cardiff Electric, has been gobbled up by a larger firm after Cardiff developed a cheap new computer. But Gordon feels adrift.
I'm just glad it's over. New owners didn't even want the machines. They just wanted the patent so they could build something better.
The Pro wasn't that bad.
Not that bad. And we should have put that on the box.
Here, the show lives up to its promise as a look at the wild west of early computing, when the Silicon Prairie in Texas made way for California's Silicon Valley. In fact, the only other TV show that captures tech culture so well is HBO's modern-day comedy, Silicon Valley. This show is all about the odd bros who make software, including this scene, where a guy explains the emails he's sending to a potential date.
Why does it say sent from my iPhone at the bottom? You just sent this from your computer.
It's so that I seem like I'm an out and about kind of person. I'll write fun stuff like, I'm at the opening of a secret restaurant, or I'm watching Jaws at the pool of an old hotel.
It is a mystery why you think you'll ever see a woman naked.
That's a much different attitude than we see on this season's Halt and Catch Fire, where the focus on the female characters point to the future of computing and a brighter future for a good show that needed to get much better. I'm Eric Deggans.